Blog Talk Radio.
Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise. Let it rise. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise. Let it rise. Let it rise. Let it rise.
Grace Nurture. I am John Marshall, your host for today's program. I am excited and enthusiastic that today is the 15th of September, Thursday. It's the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. If you have a prayer request at the end of the discourse, dial number one on your phone, so that I will know you have something to say. That will be your way of raising your hand. I thank you for inviting one additional person to be with us today, and I am thanking you in advance for inviting another person to be with us tomorrow, just helping us to spread the word. Thank you for not only inviting, but convincing someone you know to take advantage of the spiritual nurture that is available each morning at 7 o'clock a.m. Remember, this and every program is archived. You can go on the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/grace-nurture, and receive, or rather have an opportunity, to hear the program at your convenience. We have been talking about prayer, and today we want to talk about another aspect of prayer. We want to talk about provisions in prayer, provisions. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus provided for his disciples the model prayer. He informed his disciples that God knew what they needed even before they asked. So he said to them, "Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him." Matthew 6 and verse 8. Yet he taught them to ask God to supply their needs. Now that's interesting. He said, God knows before you ask, but I'm telling you, you need to ask. Let's look at the provisions. First, the physical and tangible nutrients. Jesus taught his disciples to ask God to supply their physical and tangible nutrients by teaching them to ask for bread. He said, "Give us this day our daily bread," Matthew 6 and verse 11. Bread indicated the supply and provisions for everything they needed for bodily growth and development. It sustained them physically. Bread contains the necessary physical nourishments needed to sustain human life. Without it, nothing else really matters. Esau attested to this fact. He was so famished on one occasion that he sold his birthright for a meal, Genesis 25. Likewise, hunger pains shocked the prodigal son into repentance and sent him hurrying home. When Jesus taught his disciples to ask the Heavenly Father for bread, it's very possible that they thought of the 40-year feast of manna that God provided for the children of Israel during their time in the wilderness, Exodus chapter 16. Except for the Sabbath day, God provided only enough manna to supply the daily needs of the Israelites. Jesus taught the disciples to ask for their daily bread. God used this principle to teach the Israelites to depend daily upon God, and Jesus used it to teach the disciples the same thing. By doing so, they would never fall into the pride of self-sufficiency. They would depend daily upon God. This prayer indicates how specific God wants his people to pray, not only for what they want, but for when they want it. Give us this day, Matthew 6 and verse 11. Indeed, God exercises compassionate concern for his children. Therefore, you can include in your daily prayer specific requests for your body needs. You may think it wrong to pray for such trivia, but if it's wrong to pray for such, then it would be wrong to desire to obtain such. Likewise, you may be embarrassed to talk to God about such trivial needs. If so, then why aren't you embarrassed to desire them? Whatever you have that is a legitimate desire of the heart, it is okay to ask God to provide it. Then we have the protections in our provisions. Jesus taught his disciples to pray for their spiritual and intangible nurture by teaching them to ask for forgiveness. And forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors, Matthew 6 and verse 12. Forgiveness is a basic need for spirituality. Without forgiveness, no person can ever stand in the holy presence of God. Forgiveness is a cancellation of debts. Long ago, God engraved debt cancellation into the hearts of his people using the sabbatical year, which was a year of debt release. God taught his people about forgiveness, Deuteronomy chapter 15. He also used the year of Jubilee, every 50th year, to further teach his people about forgiving debts. Every 50th year, the people released their slaves and return the land to the original families to whom it was given during the initial division of the promised land, Leviticus 25. Forgiveness is consistent with the character of God and contingent upon the character of man. Those who receive forgiveness must be willing to give forgiveness. If you are unwilling to forgive others, God is unwilling to forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions. Matthew 6 and verse number 15. Jesus emphasized that particular truth in that particular section of Scripture. There was a man who was owed a large sum of money. He went to his Lord in Matthew 18 and asked for forgiveness and received it. Then there was a person that owed him a small amount of money. He demanded violently to be paid, and his forgiveness was rescinded because he did not have a forgiving heart himself. Then there are the directions in prayer, in the provisions. Jesus taught his disciples to pray for their spiritual direction. And he said in Matthew 6, do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. What in the world did Jesus mean, deliver us from evil and deliver us from temptation? Jesus taught the disciples to ask God to lead them in a direction of avoidance. Temptations were trials of experience that tested them, proving their character. This test informed them of their character. God already knew. Nevertheless, they could ask God to lead them so that they wouldn't need to undergo these trials of experience. Hebrews 5, verses 5 through 11, underscores what's happening. God disciplines those who are his people. We are disciplined when we have been unwilling to listen to the instructions that he has provided. Discipline from God comes as a last resort. This prayer request, then, is indicating that we prefer God to lead us in such a compassionate way that we will be understanding and responsible to his compassion, that he will not need further discipline of us. Yes, Jesus taught the disciples to ask God to lead them in the direction of endurance, to deliver them from evil, is to rescue them from the evil one. They could ask God to lead them so they would not have to encounter Satan himself. Over and over again, the disciples asked God, lead us away from wicked and ungodly people so that we are not overly antagonized unnecessarily. Yes, my friend, God has opened up the avenue of prayer. We can come right into his presence through Jesus Christ, share with him what's on our heart, ask his help and assistance, and he is gracious and kind to provide it. What a wonderful privilege you have to talk to the Heavenly Father. What are you willing to do to maintain such a powerful privilege? There are people in this world who are powerful that you cannot have an audience with, but you can have an audience with God whenever it is you so choose. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. If you have a prayer request, dial number one on your phone, and I'll see your hand go up, and I'll bring you in and let you share what you have on your heart. If you have a prayer request, dial number one on your phone. All right, 404-963, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm asking for the prayers of the church. For a friend of mine, a coworker, ex-coworker, she found out that she had cancer a couple of days ago, and I want to put her on the prayer list. Also, we'll be traveling to Florida today, and I want to ask for traveling grace and for us to come back home safely.
All right. Is there anyone else with a prayer request? Let's pray. God, we thank you because you are the protector and the provider. You are our healer of the hearts and bodies of your people. We come asking you'll be with the one who has been diagnosed with cancer, that you'll give them peace of mind and healing in the body. Give wisdom and knowledge to those that provide for their medical assistance. And for those who will be traveling to Florida, provide protective care. Keep them alert. Keep them awake. Keep their traveling vehicle in good repair and operational condition. Remove the hindrances on the highway so they're not able to puncture tires. And then cause the other drivers to remain aware, alert, and awake, that they too might reach their destination safely and that there'll be no collision in the process. God, we love you and we thank you. You do so much for us. We just say thank you a million times over and over again. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for sending your son that we could be forgiven of our sins. Draw us closer to you. Draw us through a better understanding of who Jesus is. Lead us, love us, send us out to serve you diligently today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask it all. Amen and amen.
Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us, let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise. 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 Let it rise.
Let the glory of the Lord rise among the glory.
Let the glory of the Lord
let it rise
among the
praises.
Let the power of our King.